I'm with Lucy and Mike Carroll, and they've just got out of their, well, quite an important hearing. Talk me through, Lucy, first of all, what this hearing was and what it was all about.
So basically, we were invited as patient representatives to the NICE meeting, and a decision is being made on treatment for CNL2 Batten's disease, on whether the NHS England are going to fund the treatment or not.
Two of your children who have Batten's disease are having this treatment. What sort of a difference is it making?
It's making an absolutely incredible difference. Our child, Amelia, who's receiving the treatment, and she's 4 years old, she should be losing all her abilities to walk, to talk, to swallow, and she's doing absolutely the opposite. You know, she's thriving, she's at mainstream school. Ollie's, the treatment's stabilising the disease for him. It's just an incredible difference that it's making to their quality of life.
I mean, how do you feel, you know, having to put your case to people who make that decision?
It's a very strange feeling, knowing that our children's lives are in the hands of someone else making a decision about the drug.
Other countries do fund this drug, don't they?
Yeah, there's other European countries, and obviously the US. You know, there's children over there now. They're receiving the enzyme treatment, and the enzymes are basically what the children are lacking in their brain. The infusions are replacing those enzymes that they're lacking, and therefore slowing the disease down. So in this country, when a child is now diagnosed with the same disease, there's no treatment because it's not being funded.
As parents, knowing that two of your children have this incurable disease, knowing that that help is there to prolong life and make it easier, but yet knowing that, as Mike said, it's in the hands of strangers, and how much your future and their future rests on this, how does that feel?
It's incredibly frustrating. A decision is being made as we speak of whether NHS England are going to fund this drug, and then we won't actually receive that answer for about another month, so it's going to be a long, long wait.